our beloved people. I wish mainly this morning to bring to your attention that next Sunday we have reception of novices into the novitiate here at 7 o'clock Mass, and that's probably the most important thing to be said today. The two young men, by the grace of God, are asking to be received into our house, into our community as monks. In today's bulletin also, because of the schedule and missing Mass in Birmingham next Sunday and the Sunday following, which is the first Sunday of the month, and we won't go down, in this week's bulletin you will find the usual Lenten regulations, as well as the usual suggested readings for Lent. These are attached to the bulletin. So keep this particularly for this kind of information. I think it is safe for me to say that this year, we've talked it over, and I think it is safe for me to say that this year we will have the Holy Week services, all of them. So this, of course, is no small thing, but we will attempt to do it. We had some difficulties the last time we tried this, and we have avoided it, but now I think we can no longer avoid it. And so with God's help and the help of his legions of angels, we will hope to have Holy Week this year. I will, of course, today, I don't apologize for the length of last week's sermon, except that the monks have threatened to break my other arm if I preach as long today as I preached last Sunday. So I want to save the good arm as long as I can. At any rate, there, no doubt that last Sunday there were some things that were said that might well have caused some questions to arise in your minds, which, if they have, in fairness to yourselves, please, and have positively no hesitation, I repeat, positively have no hesitation to come to me and say, so-and-so and so-and-so, what did you mean by that? Or so-and-so and so-and-so, what are we supposed to do? The matter of saving our souls, the matter of doing that which is correct in order to save our souls, is so totally important that we must have a good, clear, and accurate understanding of what we have to do. It isn't a matter of laying down rules and pharisaical, yes, I think I can say that, and pharisaical observances, and we simply cannot afford to do that. So if there's anything that has been or is ever said, for that matter, that causes you to have some wonderment about what it is, then by all means, you owe it to yourselves to come to me and ask me, what did you mean? And I will be more than happy to explain the matter. We have every reason to be are to be cautious, and we have every reason to be concerned. And with today, in these next two or three epistles from St. Paul, are very threatening, and they are very serious. And if I may use this word respectfully, of course, they are very ugly. And we must take, listen to them with great caution. And when we read just the last few words of today's epistle, when he said, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them. Yet, with most of them, God was not well pleased. And we must be very, very, we must listen to those words very seriously. And what does it mean that God was, with most of them, God was not well pleased? So this is precisely why we here stress the interior life. And as I, as we are ourselves aware of it, we are questioned from other areas. As I told you, our bulletins go elsewhere. And we're questioned from other areas why we are talking this way. And we don't mind telling. And as I told you, I think I did, in a week or so ago, in the next issue of the Speculum, we're probably going to draw some fire, because we are going to be very specific. And in the Speculum, it will be said thusly, this one sentence is going to cause quite a bit of fire. If the heart of man is ever to be changed, it has to begin with the change in the heart of the priest. That's where it begins. And this is a pretty strong statement, but I challenge anyone, anybody, any place, to question that. So as we begin Septuagesima Sunday today, and I promise it's going to be short because the threats are, and I'm looking at the clock, the threats are pretty serious. Today's Septuagesima Sunday. It is the beginning of the season of Lent. In the name of heaven, let's not go into Lent like we very often do with a list of about 20 resolutions that we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do the other thing. Let's not go into Lent that way. That's for children. That's for children that are being taught the little things and the little ways of life. You know, and I know, what has to be done. The thing about it is that we simply go about doing it. The thing is that we have to go about understanding what we have to do. The observance of the Catholic experience that we speak so much of, that's another word that people don't like to hear, Catholic experience, because they feel as though today the teachers feel as though they know the Catholic experience. How in the name of heaven Can you tell me what it is like inside a concentration camp? If you've never experienced one. All you can tell me about the concentration camp is what you see in picture books or in movies. Is that not correct? So therefore, the ones that today are trying to give us what the experience is, are giving us picture book life. And some of this is very distorted, and some of this is very tarnished. And what we are trying very, very carefully is to present to you the Catholic religion. The Catholic religion is not, I'll repeat that perhaps in a better way. The Catholic religion is actually very easy to live. It's very simple to live. It is just simply being good. And it's as simple as that. And during Lent, the only thing that we must try to do, the only thing that we must work to do, is to try to do what we know we are supposed to do. And each of us, every one of us, knows what he is supposed to do. The difference is this, that we do it out of love. For whom? For God. You know, and I know, that out of the world, people in the world have rules and regulations that they have to follow. They must follow. And the only reason why they follow the rules and the regulations that are placed upon them, and some of them are very, very burdensome. The only reason why they follow the rules and the regulations of the company, or of the corporation, or whatever you want to call it, is because every Friday they want their paycheck. And in order to get their paycheck, they must do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is the only difference. We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, not for a paycheck, but for the love of God. What's the difference? But many people prefer to do the more burdensome things of the world for Friday's paycheck than the average person otherwise would perform to do those same things easier perhaps, but for the love of God. Let us try to love God more during Lent. That's all. Let us try to go to the interior of our lives. And let's not be artificial about it. One who loves really cannot be artificial. And one who truly loves, I said truly, one who truly loves does not have to paste on to himself some kind of a little paste on that says, I love you, God. One who truly loves does not have to go and put graffiti. You know, you've seen, how many times have you seen these graffiti on bridge embankments and so on, Bobby loves Judy, you know, that they put on there with a spray can, with spray paint. We don't have to do that with God. Some of us do. And they think that, we come to think that when we write on ourselves, Bobby loves Judy, or Jimmy loves God, or Mary loves God, that is impressive. special to Almighty God. God has seen those signs for centuries. And he knows how to read them. So let us be sincere. Let us really do what we are supposed to do in our observance of the love of God. God does not need to see me have those, you know, those flash signs. Sometimes there are those of us that have these, you know, you've seen these caution lights as you go down the highway, you know. They are constantly reminding you or flashing you, caution, 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 you know, as you approach. And with some of us, you know, we have these caution lights that come up and say, caution, caution, you are approaching holy ground, you know. And we scare people off that way. The only thing that makes this ground, if this ground is holy, please God that it is, the only thing that makes this ground holy is God himself. Is that because I have walked on it? Or because you have walked on it? It's because God made it holy, or makes it holy, hopefully. And because of that, we give to God the things that are God's. So, as we now are in Septuagesima, and we will have during Lent the usual services of Stations of the Cross and benediction, as we always do, and so on. Even there, come to Stations of the Cross, come to benediction, come to Mass, but do not come because you feel it is a duty. You are placed no duty. And do not come to Mass here, even on Sunday, if it is something that you feel it is a duty, something I've got to do. Let's not give God a thing that we have got to do. If you're going to give God anything at all, let it come from a heart that is full of love. That I want to go. I love him. And because I love him, I can't stay away. That's the difference. To the people who are looking, it looks the same, but it isn't the same. This is what we have to do, is to learn how to love God. And with that, I must quit for the safety of my right arm. So, my dearest people, as we proceed, may God bless us. Let us say this simple little prayer. Remember that as you're walking or going from point A to point B, you know, you're going from point A to point B to do your work, whether it's plowing a field, or going to the office, or selling an automobile, or building a house, or whatever. One little, I love you, God. I love you, dear Lord. That little one phrase has more power packed into it than a whole book full of prayers. And you know what? It doesn't take any time. doesn't take any effort, and nobody knows about it. Then you go and build your house and plow your field and do whatever else you've got to do. It's all you need to do. But I heard somebody say what recently to me, he says, but I don't know how to say that. Isn't that sad? That somebody does not know how to say, I love you. That's all I want you to do during Lent, is to tell God in the simplest form, I love you, and then go out and do your work for the rest of the day, if need be.